Because this world is such a, and when I say this world, I mean it. I don't mean in an ideal sense. I mean in every day, every little thing you do. It's such a, gimme, gimme, gimme. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like, you taught that from school, everywhere. Big business, you want to be successful, you want to be like Trump, gimme, gimme, gimme. Push, 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 push. Step, step, step. Crush, crush, crush. That's how it all is. And it's like, nobody ever stopped. Just, you know, I feel like, instead of us just being like, slavery's bad, slavery's there. Bad whitey, bad whitey. I mean, all right, let's stop that. And everybody's smart enough to know that, I mean, we've been slighted, and we want ours. And I don't mean by, like, ours, 40 acres and a mule, because we're past that. But we need help. I mean, for us to be on our own 2 feet, us meaning youth, or us meaning black people, whatever you want to take it from, for us to be on our own 2 feet, we do need help. Because we have been here. We have been a good friend. If you want to make it a relationship type thing, we have been there, and now we deserve our payback. It's like, you got a friend that you don't never look out for. You know, you dressed up in jewels. Now Americans got jewels, and they paid and everything, and they lending money to everybody except us. And it's like, you know, everybody need a little help on their way to being, you know, self-reliant. I mean, if this is truly a melting pot in the country where we care about and Lady Liberty got a hand like this, she really loves us, then we really need to be like that. And it needs to be the black kids. And if there's a white person who got money, then you need to help them. He needs to help black kids, Mexican kids, Korean kids, whatever. But it needs to be real. And it needs to be before we all die, and then you say, oh, I made a mistake. We should have gave them some money. We really should have helped these folks. It's going to be too late. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when you got to pay your own karma. And that's when God makes you punish. When God punishes you. Because I feel like, you know, it's too much money here. I mean, nobody should be hitting lotto for $36 million and we got people starving in the streets. That is not idealistic, that's just real. That is just stupid. There's no way Michael Jackson should have, or whoever Jackson, should have $1,000,000, $1,000,000,000, and then there's people starving. There's no way, that these people should own planes and their people don't have houses, apartments, shacks, drawers, pants. I know you're rich, I know you got $40 billion, but can you just keep it to one house? You only need one house. And if you only got two kids, can you just keep it to two rooms? I mean, why have 52 rooms and you notice somebody with no room? It just don't make sense to me. It don't. And then these people celebrate Christmas. They got big trees, huge trees, all the little trimmings. Everybody got gifts and it's nice. And they're having a white Christmas. They're having a great Christmas, eggnog and the whole nine. That's not fair to me. I think that there's, when there's hopelessness, people revolt. Because it's like there's nothing. It's like, you know, it's like we're going, is America gonna have us ever? You know, because I mean, we know for a long time it hasn't. Are they ever? And it's like, so all these things are showing us, no. And there's the, you know, there's somebody going, no, they're not helping. No, they're not going to help you. And then, of course, we see it. No, they're not helping us. All BS aside, it all comes down to we got to survive. I mean, even warriors put their spears down on Sundays. We got to survive here in this country. Because I'm not going back down. We got to survive here. For us to survive here, white folks, black folks, Korean folks, Mexican folks, Puerto Ricans, we got to understand each other. We got to take a bigger chance. And when I say Americans, people think I'm talking about Uncle Sam. I mean, like, actually Uncle Sam with the gray hair and the flag. I mean, you, the guy, you know, you, the mechanic, wherever, you. I mean, you need to do something. You need to check yourself and see how racist you are. You know what I'm saying? It's real.
Thank you. have free permission to do so, and it is in accordance with your nature. Perhaps this very holding back is the one suffering you could ever avoid. Fonzie Calvin.
Who's he?
Some writer.
With his books. Fuck no.
Everything I eat is fine. Got a southern drawl. I'm so country, y'all. Well, that's way down south. That's way down low. Check my southern fly style and my southern flow. Southern girl.
Thank you.